has a machine that tests acupuncture activity points, and through that he dialogues with your etheric body. And I was taking 22 medications, and four of those were prescriptions, and he tested every one of them for me on that little machine. It took just like a minute or two to do it. And all of those were gone except for two. Fish oil I kept, and I can't remember now which one I kept at the time, but it was another really simple one, you know. Anyway, the drugs were out the window. I threw away 18 medications that I no longer had to spend money and time on, you know. It was great.
Well, the other
better.
The other thing is your body produces everything that you take, except for...
I had a throat condition for 2.5 years that got so bad that I thought it was going to kill me. I couldn't breathe at night. You know, I'd wake up not unable to breathe. And I was talking, you know, really harsh talk. I couldn't. And I met Roy, who happened to be my daughter's neighbor. He said, "What's going on with your throat? Come on over to my shop in the morning and we'll get you fixed up." And I had been to doctors for 2.5 years. I had insurances and everything. And Roy's little machine dialoguing with my body said, "Oh, you're allergic to mustard." He told me I was that I had a broken neck. And I said, "No, I don't." He said, "Oh, yeah, you do." And I said, "If I had a broken neck, I would know." He said, "Well, your body knows." 2 weeks later, when I was back in the Seattle area, I went to a new chiropractor. First time I ever went to a chiropractor. He x-rayed my neck. First thing he said was, "How long have you had a broken neck?" So Roy identified several things. I asked him about echinacea because I knew that it had almost killed me before. And he looked at the reaction and he said, "Oh my gosh," he said, "never eat echinacea." He said, "This is the worst reaction I've ever seen." He said, "This will hurt you." He said, "Might kill you."
So he's been.
And I said, "Well, nice to know since I flatlined on it before, you know."
That's what I was going to say. He's been able to make a machine that does what you do esoterically.
Roy was tasked by the Army to find out if there was anything. One hit he made. The Army hired him many years ago, 20 years ago or more, to see if there was anything in acupuncture that the Army might be able to use. And the first thing he and his team did was they made a machine that used several different parameters, kind of like the galvanic skin response and those kind of things. And he first found out that they found out that the ancient acupuncture maps are perfectly accurate. Everywhere where there's supposed to be an activity point, they found energy there. You know, when in between those points, there wasn't that energy. So the first thing they did was they verified all the acupuncture points as accurate. You know, those are like more than 3,000 years old. How did they know? Anyway, so then he can actually dialogue with your body. And for me, it worked better than muscle testing because I have problems with muscle testing because I just overcome it by willpower or by strength. But, you know, I don't have any control. Conscious control over my acupuncture activity points. And so his machine was very accurate. I could name you more things. I don't want to take up all the time, but...
Larry, is this the steel machine that they have now today? SCIO steel machine?
No,
I don't know. This is I2I. His name is Roy Curtin. You can find him on the internet. He sells his machine to practitioners all over the world.
Roy Curtin.
Well, I'm going to buy one of these days. It's $14,000.
$14,000.
Yeah. It also has a laptop computer with a complete database of like every medical thing ever dreamed of. And you can just ask it questions that kind of bracket in. You know, is it in the first half of the alphabet of the vitamins or the second half of the alphabet? And you just bracket in with questions.
Uses the works with Artie as something similar.
It's called BioScan, and it energetically, hooks you. She hooks your first time out. She hooks you up with these sensors or whatever, and she asks the question. And well, it's a long explanation. It's pretty cool. Let me go on to
like muscle testing, except they're doing the scan thing
instead of the muscle testing.
Yeah, they're seeing what the body's reaction is to different inputs. And and she diagnoses
the point is
disease.
Dialoguing with your body.
And then she also checks nutrients. And then the cool thing, she has like, it looks like a scale. She puts all the nutrients I'm taking on it to see how they energetically, synthetically work together in my body
together.
And see how they work together. Because sometimes this doesn't work very good with this. You know. So, yeah, it's a pretty cool thing. Okay, let's move on to final EFT because I want to give time for Susan to talk about her matrix energetics. It's called Emotional Freedom Code or Emotional Freedom Technique.
Mm-hmm.
There's several books. It's one of the most popular ones out there. It's probably been endorsed by more people. You can go on to this website to get information about it. Dr. Joseph Mercola has a really good article about it and about the technique and how to use it. If you're a follower of him, he's a naturopath on the internet. I have this manual that I bought that's written by the guy who founded it, Gary Craig. He's not a doctor. He's a Stanford engineer who studied under a fellow that developed a technique, and he modified it, made it simpler. What it is, it's called tapping. Have you ever heard of tapping? There's lots of, on YouTube, you're going to see all kinds of free things you can look at to see how to do that. What it is, it's a form of acupressure on meridians of the face and the upper body. And instead of these hand positions, you tap with your fingertips. He said, not your pads. Your fingertips, because they have meridians in them too that interact with the meridians in your body. And what you're doing is, as you're tapping points within you're pairing a painful memory with a... I have memory. You're pairing a painful memory... Oh, I should get over here. You're pairing a painful memory with a soothing physical stimulus to break the emotional tag to that memory, that red tag to that memory. And then your nervous system no longer associates the memory with the stress. So it's very similar to all this other. But before you do it, you want to do a karate chop, he calls it. You hit this part. They call it the karate chop. You want to do that because of these psychological reversals.
On the side of your hands.
What?
On the side of your hands.
Yeah.
Hands.
Yeah, right here. On the side, right here on the side. You're doing that as you're making a statement, and you're saying, even though, let's pick one, even though what?
Even though I feel anger.
Okay. Even though I feel anger, I totally love and accept myself. Even though, do it three times. Even though I feel anger, I totally love and accept myself. Even though I feel anger, I totally love and accept myself. Okay, that's the setup. And that, if there's a psychological reversal, apparently it changes the polarity of your body, and these tapping won't work. You got to do this first. That's the setup. Then you go in, and you start tapping points. Now, he has the modified, which I like. There's these, you can go into several different things and longer. I've seen tapping that goes all practically all over the body and the knees and everything. His is modified, and you're using your tips, and you do a reminder phrase like, even though I have this anger.
You just have to do this anger.
You can do it. You can do two hands or just one, whichever. It doesn't matter. Even though I have this anger. Even though I have this anger. You can just do about seven times. Even though I have this anger. And you don't even have to say it after a while. Just a reminder.
Why are you touching different places?
These are meridians. Even though I have this anger, I'm showing you all the parts. Even though I have this anger.
Similar to something I do.
Even though I have this anger. And then even though I have this anger. Now, that might be hard to do when you're sitting.
On this one, you make the sound.
No.
So what happens after that? Do you feel something?
Well, you feel relief. Like when my mom got under my skin one time, and I was just like, ah. I started, even though I am so frustrated with her, I could kill her. Even though, you know, I went like that. And I did it, and after just one round, I felt, it was gone. It was amazing. It just, the stress, the emotion of that was just gone.
Is the main purpose of it to release stress?
I use it to heal bodies.
Oh, it's for healing. Yeah, it's for healing. I think it's great for situational stress. I mean, easy, that's the one thing. Healing, then it also does that. It's
my
just another kind of
learned it from their mom, and they use it to help with their homework and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Can I use it to help kids learn to read?
For the headaches, like
Yeah. Like I said, if you go to YouTube, you'll see all kinds of people showing demonstrations of various things. There's all kinds of great information out about it. And I just want to wrap it up. There's a couple of tips I read. Dr. Mercola said, if you want to increase the power of your tapping, look into a mirror, into your eyes, while you're tapping. And he said this works really well if you have forgiveness issues. And he said the first person you need to forgive is yourself. He said, and what he says to himself is, even though I wasn't successful, let's say, in doing XYZ, whatever, I forgive you. I was doing the best I could. I forgive you for not loving you. And he says, really powerful. And you're looking at your eye, in the mirror in your eyes when you say that. The other thing I heard about is when you've got your eyes closed, if you want to go into an alpha state to get relaxed, is to let your eyeballs move into your third eye center while your eyes are closed. Look up to your third eye center. It's kind of uncomfortable at first because your eyes are fluttering, trying to stay up there, and then after a while they'll go back down again. But try to keep your eyes looking up to the center of your forehead, and that gets you into an alpha, a very relaxed state. And even if you just do it when you're, let's say, at the office and it's a busy day and you just want to relax, take a deep breath and look up into the center of your forehead, it's amazing how much more relaxed you'll be. Okay, that's it. And thank you.